Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Crushing Cultural Marxism. Conrad Reicher's new book is your pocket guide to winning the battle of ideologies. If you're fed up with apologizing for being a man, this book shows you how cultural Marxism hijacks schools, media, and corporations to erase male authority, and how to fight back. You'll learn why toxic masculinity was a weaponized lie, how to escape the marriage plantation, and how men can rebuild brotherhoods that reject woke control. This is a red-pilled arsenal for men who refuse to surrender. The book is now available on Amazon, Audible, Google, and all other good bookstores. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, this trans woman claims that a TSA agent punched her in the balls. If there's something in a girl's panties that shouldn't be in a girl's panties, I guess they're assuming it's contraband and not nuts. He figures if he punches the area and it hurts, then it's attached to her body. But if he punches the area and there's no cry for help, it's time to bring out the rubber gloves and do some body cavity searches. I don't know about you, but I'd rather have my balgina punched than have my poop chute probed. Up next, the University of Michigan created this chart to show the difference between men and women's sexual marketplace value over time. I thought that male and female value were equal around the age of 30. But I guess that it's closer to 27. Usually the age when women hit the wall, of course. But would you also look at that? Women are done at 40 and men seem to hit a plateau at that point. Look how fast women's value falls when they hit 25. It's like a ski hill. Number 3, is it true that this is the average pretty boy metamorphosis after the age of 29? I've seen this before with a guy at university in his late 20s. He looked like the guy on the left at 29, but by 40 he looked like a bald Al Capone with bad teeth. He could have lost weight and got hair transplants, and he's rich. So I wonder why he didn't. From looking at this, it looks like the twink death is truly as terrifying as women hitting that wall. Moving on, apparently there's the difference between what girls think guys want versus what we actually want. I don't know about you, but I prefer the woman on the left. But all you need to know is that it's the same woman wearing a different costume, trying to catch a different type of dude. What I would prefer is the woman on the left to come home to. But I prefer the woman on the right when I go out with her. A woman that gives you variety keeps you from being bored. Number 5, Steph Curry's wife says that she never wanted kids and had career ambitions of her own. And that Steph Curry just doesn't get it. But Aisha doesn't get it. He makes more from a 30-second commercial than she would have made from her entire working career. She's a gold digger and having kids with him are so that she can pretty much use them as anchor babies. It's also not like she's raising those kids all by herself. She's got help from grandmas and nannies. I'm predicting a divorce when he eventually retires. Up next, Sharon is upset because she told a guy she wasn't ready for a relationship, and he left her and blocked her, and now she's devastated. Someone gets back to her and says that it's a tough situation, and that she's been there before. She's probably upset because she couldn't trick a guy into becoming a friend-zone simp and being used as an emotional tampon. When she says that some guy doesn't have patience, what she means is that she's interested in wasting his time and extracting as much attention as possible. Number 7, a while back, a female priest went out on a limb and said that we are all Muslims. Now we have the world's first lesbian bishop saying that churches should remove crosses and install Muslim prayer spaces instead. This is all the proof I need that Christianity wouldn't have survived 2,000 years if the women were in charge of it. This would be blasphemy from a heretic in the Middle Ages, and she would have been burned at the stake. She needs to be excommunicadoed immediately. Moving on, migrants end each other as their boat breaks down at sea, because the victims were accused of witchcraft. And this is who Europeans want in their countries. When we were told that doctors and engineers would be coming on those boats, I really didn't expect witch doctors. I guess that some problems just fix themselves. I guess it's better that they end each other at sea than coming ashore and ending you in your sleep. Number 9, where do all these single mothers with kids come from? Looks like they come from an NPC assembly line or something. The saddest thing is that even women like this have super high standards these days. Up next, this person wonders why they were asked to press 1 to speak to someone in English when they were transferred to someone who barely speaks it. This is why we all need AI to start running call centers. I was doing a text chat with an AI and it was more helpful than any real person I've dealt with recently. What will all the Jeets at the call centers do when they eventually replaced? Here's a tip. Always push 2 for someone who can also speak French. You'll get a person who can fluently speak both languages. Number 11, meet Haley. She's looking for a long-term partner, probably a fireman, and she looks like quite the blast. Also, I'm not buying that she's only 28. She looks more like she's 48. Also, by the way that she's dressed up, you just know that she smells like a bag of clams. It's been 25 years since 9/11, and we've clearly forgotten what happened if women like this are being disrespectful, and you just know that simps will try and smash her anyway. Moving on, there are at least 30 people that were hit by boomsticks during the weekend in Democrat-run Chicago. How is that possible when legislation is supposed to make it a gun-free zone? People must be smuggling those weapons in from red states or something. It's always the red state's fault. That's the only explanation for all the violence. 30 in one weekend, though. That sounds like quite the slow weekend. I'm glad I got to enjoy Chicago for the first time 20 years ago, before the wave of violence in the 2010s. Number 13, a record number of kids in the UK are being abused because their parents think that they're witches or possessed by black magic. Looks like the usual demographic to me. Well, if they are young witches, maybe they can grow up and become witch doctors as well. I hear the NHS needs more doctors. They'll probably take any kind they can get. But I don't think they meant that type. What I can't get over is how much that photo looks like it was taken back in the 1980s. Sounds like the UK now has third world problems. Up next, meanwhile in Canada, Canadian Tire has been fined $111,000 for violating temporary foreign worker program rules by hiring JEETs. That's it. That's not even the cost of one H-1B visa for companies in America. Maybe this is why America needs to annex Canada. I just heard that Canada is having yet more drug problems. Meth disguised as Canadian beer just ended a 21-year-old in Australia. Last week it was drugs and maple syrup back in New Zealand. Canada is now a global laughingstock. Number 15, it's true that we need more older men teaching younger men how to become older men. Like that's ever going to happen with half the boys out there being raised by single mothers. And even when they have fathers and they go to school, 95%+ of the teachers are female. It wasn't until I got my first male teacher in the third grade that I started to feel disciplined and challenged enough to actually accomplish anything or learn something. Women bring nothing but chaos to the male mind. Moving on, who the hell embarrasses their kids like this by telling them to get on one knee with a sign that might as well say white privilege? We know it's the white women that did this to them. I say him because the mother is probably getting an early start transitioning him into a girl with that long hair so she can show him, I mean her, off on Facebook. The mother needs to be put in prison because as far as I'm concerned, this is child abuse. Number 17, this isn't even an exaggeration. The many criminals that end people are too stupid to understand that it's a bad thing to do. And the judges just release them back in public and claim that it's not their fault, they don't know right from wrong. In the words of Adam Smith, the man that promotes the invisible hand, mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. And it looks like our soy society is going to have to learn that lesson all over again. Up next, this woman says her boyfriend married her mom, and now she's lost the two most important people in her life. And the people just expect her to keep quiet and move on with her life. Of course she won't. She's going to use this as an opportunity to get some attention and sympathy, as well as to use it to shame her mother and her boyfriend. She should respect her mother and ex-boyfriend, because if they have a kid together, she's going to have a new half-sister. Number 19, someone posts this picture of pizza and a Diet Coke and says, never end yourself. What the hell does this even mean? Does it mean this individual is at a low point and thought about ending themselves? And then life is actually good so long as you have pizza and a pop. Maybe his wife divorced raped him and this is all he can afford in his life right now. There's so many potential reasons. I would love to eat that pizza, but between reflux and my autoimmune condition, I'd be sick and in pain for 2 or 3 weeks. Lucky bastard. Moving on, we're living in a bizarre world where now Mexico is looking at banning this actual picture of their own president because they're worried that it might be anti-Semitic. Someone says that she looks like an evil stepmother in a Disney movie, or maybe even a witch. I didn't have a Latin American country going woke on my 2025 bingo card. One of President Sheinbaum's deputies proposed an anti-meme law. Funny how memes are now the scariest things imaginable to many governments. Number 21, looks like the UK is number one again. Yeah, the number one grape capital in the world. But look at the countries at the bottom, mostly in Eastern Europe. Western European countries aren't safe for women, and I wouldn't be surprised if women there started migrating to Eastern European countries, as well as the Balkans, and then eventually voting for policies that bring more migrants in and destabilize those nations as well. Women are destroyers of nations, it seems. It's gone so bad that even this fellow has to cover up or risk being violated these days. Up next is this guy brilliant because he forgot his date's name, so he's taken her to StarCucks. The last time I went to Starbucks, My drinks were so sweet that I got a headache. Plus, I have an unusual name and it ends up confusing the people behind the counter. Starbucks has never gotten my name right, so there's a chance that they won't actually get hers right either. So maybe it wasn't such a good idea on his part after all. Number 23, this intersex professor at the University of New Mexico is worried she's going to have to lie and teach that only the two genders exist. Yes, if she wants to keep her job, she will have to, because around 75% of university students these days are conservatives. And since Democrats aren't reproducing, the total university enrollment is starting to go down. So a lot of professors will have to be let go. Many on the left, I'm guessing. As for her, she's pissed off that she can't brainwash her students anymore. Moving on, here's another story about a 30-year-old migrant most likely being freed after doing some unspeakable things to a 14-year-old girl at a swimming pool. Her lawyer said he had never lived with free women before, and his future could now be ruined. But what about her future, and how about ignorance of the law is no excuse? I'm sure that would be the judge's answer if he was a white male. The West seems to have a two-tier justice system, one for locals and one for migrants. What a joke. Number 25 and the last one looks like Angel Reese is doing runway modeling to supplement her basketball income. When I first saw this, I thought it was AI-generated until I saw that it was actually real. It doesn't matter how good-looking she is, she's still got a butterface. More like a sloth face. It's remarkable she can make baskets with those wonky eyes. At least she shaved her legs and even her mustache. I think the sloth still looks better. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.